Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
I'm back on the radio. How you doing? It's 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm Tom O'Neill, and welcome to another spine-tingling edition of Tom on the Radio. We have a lot to talk about in a short period of time. My wingman, Steve Ashley, will be joining us soon, and we may throw in another surprise on the show, but you will have to listen in because in the business, this is called a tease. So we will tease you with a surprise guest. He's been on the show before, and he doesn't hold anything back. And we hope to be connected with him pretty soon. If you are one of those people that bet the 5,000 to 1 odds against Leicester City winning the premier soccer championship in England, I am sure you are still celebrating right now. And I don't blame you. Like Steve Baxley is probably celebrating right now because he joins us from England. No, he's not in England, but can you just imagine somebody making a lot of money? Matter of fact, conservative estimates give British bookies losing at least $11.5 million on Leicester City.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't call them anything. And not just sport, but life that had bigger odds that came through.
I gotta tell you, man. Whoever bet on Leicester City to win it all, I salute them, and I also want to be adopted by them.
Yeah, you want to spend their money.
I mean, I was watching the game Leicester City played on Sunday, and man, I gotta tell you, you would have thought that there was a pin drop because there was ultimate silence at our little abode here. And I mean, to end in a tie on Sunday and then wait for Tottenham versus Chelsea to decide it all. I mean, wow. And the ratings for both games were the highest ever.
And you think that's something? Wait until Saturday.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
They're going to be partying all week. Matter of fact, this is the first English Premier Championship for Leicester City in their 132-year history. The reason why Saturday is going to be fun is because they play Everton at home. So it's going to be a culmination to a big party that's going to be happening all week in Leicester.
Oh, boy, I bet you that's going to be fun.
And forget about drinking pints. I'm sure they'll be drinking gallons in Leicester.
The bars are going to be open 24 hours for that one.
For those who don't know, Leicester is about 90 miles south of London. And it's an industrial town, and the soccer team there was not very good for a long time. They're like the Detroit Lions of English Premier Soccer. But You can't get those kind of odds against the Lions. But and they were up for relegation last year until they got on the winning streak that kept them in the Premier League. And they changed coaches, they changed players. They were the Oakland Raiders of the Premier League. A lot of rejects and cast-offs. And they got together, and from beginning of the season until the culmination of the championship, they've been consistent. They've been consistent winners. And I saw, matter of fact, they had video of the entire team at one of the players' houses to watch the game together. And when the game was over and it was a 2-2 tie, and that's all they needed to clinch the Premier League, they went nuts in that house.
Oh boy, I'm telling you, could you picture the Lions winning the
Super
Bowl?
No. You quit now. No.
I mean, if they did, what? Even win a couple of playoff games, I bet you Detroit would be double the party town that Leicester City is.
I told you a long time ago, if the Lions ever went to the mountaintop and won the Super Bowl, that victory party will be bigger than ones thrown for the Pistons, Tigers, and Red Wings combined.
Oh, yeah. And I tweeted this out to Devin Scillian. Imagine this. Leicester City winning its first title ever. Hello, Detroit Lions. Get the
ball.
Come on.
And this was out of the blue, basically. I mean, they were 3 spots away from being relegated to the second division last year at this time.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it was like, well, we'll give it another shot. They did, and my God.
Wow.
Talk about your incredible run of luck.
Wow, I can just imagine somebody in Leicester City right now holding a sign up and saying, now I can die in peace.
Who would Leicester City, Premier League champs. Wow.
They weren't even close until this year. I'm still in congratulatory awe that the little guy can actually go to the mountaintop, like you said, i.e. the Detroit Lions, Sunday. And staying on the Detroit theme, breaking news tonight. Looks like there's going to be a new first couple in the city of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Upton and supermodel Kate Upton. Now, not Justin Upton, Justin Verlander. What's wrong with me? They're on the same team, okay? That's a good one. Justin Upton and Kate Upton. Come on.
Hey, Tom, I think that's why they got Justin Upton.
So Justin Upton can give Kate Upton his jersey. Well, I was Justin Verlander did not play around. I saw the rock on Kate Upton's hand, and it is kind of on the Masters side. So there were carrots displayed over the weekend. So congratulations to Justin Verlander and Kate Upton.
Congratulations and commiserations to all of us single guys who. Well, pictured one
like
day.
We had a chance. too. I'll be lucky to meet Kate up, let alone date her. That's where I'm at now.
Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready, big boy.
Last night was the Daytime Emmy Awards. Of course, no one knew about it because it wasn't televised this year. Imagine that. And with all the backstabbing, all the chicanery, all the drama, isn't it ironic that the Daytime Emmy for Best Host in the morning, or in the afternoon for that matter, in daytime, went to Kelly Ripa and Michael Stringham?
What makes Kelly Ripa so hot? What is it about her that people just can't stand to be with now? Because she can't sing, she can't dance. She's a petite, short blonde. What is it? What is it that, I mean, allegedly she makes $11 million. And for that kind of money, I wouldn't miss too many days and not get paid for it.
Like I posted on my Facebook page, the two people who have to fake being great together, and Michael Strahan's going to GMA, they not only win the award for best host, they don't show up to select their award. Their award gets presented to Dr. Oz.
Is that an indictment on the syndicated talk show genre that Kelly and Michael wins that award and The View and other shows of this ilk don't?
Yeah, but as I say, in a twist of karma, Julie Chen and the gang at the talk win for best informational program over The View, Wendy Williams.
That's more of an indictment. They all spit out the same news. Gossip.
even the Chew beat The View for a daytime award.
Yeah, and then the new rumor is Live will live on with whatever partner they can pair up with Kelly Ripa, but The View may be gone and replaced with a third hour GMA.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Hang on for a second. My mystery guest has arrived. Hang on.
Yes, I will be here. He's a mystery guest. Do I have to wear the blindfold? I wonder who this person is. Why am I now doing the English voice? Why am I now talking in the voice of a strange person? Yes.
Go ahead. James Murphy has arrived. Say hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
The Batsman! What's going on, Pippin?
Murph Dog, a bow and a wow of a bow wow to you, my friend.
For sure. I'm in the house.
Yes, you is.
Oh, my God, the Cavs lost. That's not good.
No. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, tonight, the Cavaliers won and the Caps lost.
And that was a pretty close game there in the fourth quarter and everything. Actually, Atlanta actually had the lead on them in the fourth quarter, but evened up.
Wow.
I'm surprised at this OKC game that OKC is actually dominating, not dominating, but is up on San Antonio the way they are right now.
Yeah, we were talking before you walked in about Leicester City defying 5,000-1 odds and winning their championship today. I can't think of anything that was 5,000-1 and collected. So I'm still in awe of that.
I would like to bet that the Dallas Cowboys would have those kind of odds and win the Super Bowl, but they had those odds for the last 20 years.
I laid up that they got a winning team, you know, alone the Super Bowl. that's the most odds ever in any sport, in anything.
Because they did something on Michael Vick this morning. They said that that the Cleveland Browns were at least a 500-1 favorite to win
that's
the Super Bowl this
year. That's
nothing compared to 5,000-1. People in Vegas or whoever they betting book, they got paid.
I was telling Steve that bookies alone in Britain lost $11.5 million just on Leicester City.
Yeah, you know, I mean, didn't place that bet out there. What betting lines do they have? Who they have calling these games that they say 5,000-1? Like, that just makes no sense.
And we were just talking before you walked in about Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan winning the Daytime Emmy for Best Talk Show Host, and they didn't bother to show up for the room ceremony. But we wouldn't have known because it wasn't even televised.
Yeah, how do you not televise the Daytime Emmys and everything? How many cable channels do we have? They could have
gazillion.
They could have put on True TV like they did the NCAA, the NCAA, you know, March Madness. They put on True TV for that. True TV couldn't even have a spot to put the Daytime Emmys?
Well, really?
Well, there was one network interested, but I don't think the Animal Planet had enough money.
Oh. If I had a bell, Steve, I'd ring it just for that right now. That was a good one. So what's on your scheme?
Nothing much sporting wise and everything, you know.
Boy, I can tell you. I can kind of tell. The Cavaliers kind of made it a game, but they eventually pulled away and won. And this one we were looking at was San Antonio and OKC. OKC's got to win this game because there's no way they're going to come back down 2-0.
2-0, yeah.
No way.
Even they're going home and everything, San Antonio, too much. You could still win on the road, especially they only lost one game at home the entire season to Golden State or whatever. And if they can still win, then they can maybe route two off at home, and then they'll be up. But you got to take it. That's why they say you take it one game at a time, because you get this one, you know. But even this whole series has more effects that if they get blown out or OKC loses this, Durant's gone. I don't believe they're going to stay. Durant's not going to stay in OKC.
It's just where it's just a matter of where he's going.
Could you see the Lake of Purple?
I can.
New York, blue and purple.
Orange.
Blue and orange.
Or maybe red, white, and blue of his hometown team.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never discount that until he actually signs somewhere else.
And that's the thing. Money is not an issue because he doesn't even need to be taken. He'll take the bottom lead minimal just to go. He might go to Miami because him and Wade, you know, Wade's still got a couple of years left in him. The ramp comes there or whatever. Rush back or whatever. That could be another reason we like LeBron, you know, and they could challenge.
So what you're saying is KD wants a ring.
He wants the ring. He wants the pop, you know. What's that, the commercial for State Farm?
Mama got no ring.
Mama got no ring.
I'm telling you,
Mama got no ring.
And the funny thing is, he's the only one that's currently in the playoffs out of everybody in that.
Lizard is in the playoffs.
But he's the one that says, Mama got no rings. debated. He's up
there. Yeah. And, yeah, but you still, no, KD is not in the playoffs.
No,
everything.
No.
But you still have the Clippers still in the playoffs.
No, they're not.
Oh, crap.
They got knocked out.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that.
Trailblazers knocked them out.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Chris Paul forgot about it, too. Every time I see those commercials, I laugh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Kevin Love is still in the playoffs.
Yeah, we're dropping dimes.
See, we're dropping dimes.
I even dropped dimes on my titties.
Get into the...
I dropped dimes on my titties there on daily, you know what I'm saying?
I dropped dimes with a grill in the titty.
See, you're supposed to be real with those dollars, though. You gotta make it rain.
Make it
dollars
rain.
That dime.
Make it
that
rain. I'm cheap.
Hooray for cheap.
Hooray for cheap. You get more. Steve, are you all right?
I'm good.
You've been
good.
Dropping dimes and stuff.
I'm dropping dimes.
See, you dropping dimes over there.
I'm dropping
stuff
over here.
What the
What are you talking about?
What the
I'm talking about it. I'm wondering about you, Steve. You're right over there. We're cool with the gang over here, and you're like,
You might be cooler than both of us right about now.
I'll drink to that.
You're freaking drinking.
I'll drink to
that. You can't men cool and loaded.
Oh, show. So, Steve, I was reading in your Booker page that you had me to a meeting to get together tomorrow.
Pardon? Hello?
Are you with me? Yeah. You with us? I was saying you're heading to a media gathering tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I'm heading to the Great Lakes Broadcasting Conference Career Fair.
Where is that going to be at?
That's going to be at the Lansing Center.
Oh.
And,
so what broadcasters are going to be there?
Yep, stations like Channel 6, Channel 20, Channel 7, let's see, radio groups. They're all looking for people. So I'm going to be amongst the people that they look at.
Kind of like the career fair at the NABJ convention.
Which is coming up in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Yeah, that's first week in August.
Yep.
Yeah, unless you're lucky enough to get assigned to go to the Olympics in Rio.
Oh, never be that lucky. Oh, my God. You send me to Rio, I ain't coming back.
Married, at least. You'd be married.
I ain't going to be married. I can't be married to one of them. Just being around, like, woo.
Can you imagine? It's already off the chain right now. But you put all these testosterone-laden athletes all in one place? Ooh!
Only thing is, you can dip in some waters, but you can't get in all the waters down there.
You can kind of try.
Yeah. It was dirty.
Yeah, but we ain't talking water now.
Just don't dip in the ocean.
Put the toe in the water.
See, that toe might come back. Gang of screams or something like that.
Well, you may not have a toe.
You might have, The toe get in and up and everything.
I'm telling you, you don't think the Olympic Committee feel like, oh Lord, we made a mistake.
Well, now we gotta
make it do. Now we gotta make do. We can't pull back.
There's no way. There's no other city or or state, like if they decide to say, no, Rio has already spent over $1 billion of building all these venues and they're already ready. People have already booked on the plane tickets. And then they're going to be like, oh, no, it's
the no, we stay in the hood. Oh, Lord.
And they move it to like, they move to Chicago or they move it to D.C. Yeah, move it to D.C. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll work real good. Yeah,
the Olympic motto for Rio de Janeiro is be grateful it's not in Flint.
They don't got the same water issue.
Oh, Steve, why'd you have to go there?
But you know what, that's true.
But why is Rick Snyder still governor? I can't understand that. He's going to try to do some damage control and say, well, for the next 30 days, I'm going to drink filtered Flint water.
Oh, so he just pumped out, like, 20 gallons of Flint water and took it to the governor's mansion and just upset, like, yo, I'm filtering up this water, dog. Like, he's got one of those little things you can do, a gallon of water, just pour it in there.
How much do you want to bet Rick Snyder is going to speak at the Republican convention?
You mean the Republican riot?
The Republican hot mint?
The right that are going to happen?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's just going to be comedy. When
it's comedy right now.
Oh, my goodness. Trump is going to go, yeah, I'm going to be the nominee, and then all these delegates are going to go.
I'm not going to be dropping dimes. I'm going to be dropping dollars with my face on it.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be, pretty crazy up in there.
Oh, man.
They're going to burn down Cleveland. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Yeah, it is.
They're going to burn down Cleveland.
No amount of police is going to help that city if there's an open convention.
And then LeBron will be there.
Because you've seen already what's transpiring nationwide with all these staged or unstaged protests. Think of what it's going to be like in Cleveland.
And then LeBron's going to be sitting there on the court like, hey, this one ain't my fault.
Nope.
They're like, Cleveland, hey, they're going to be mad at us.
No, but wouldn't it be funny if LeBron actually do Leicester City?
What do you mean?
Win the title.
I mean, will Golden State down right now? Is that they're the – Miami, don't sleep on Miami. Miami can still Mike could go to the finals because Wade is reaching his third or fourth gear or whatever. That I did not that game he had, that closeout game. Oh my God, he was like vintage Wade. Like I was shocked at his head. He was making some very contested, very tough shots, and they went down like he was butter. It was butter.
Parquet butter.
I can't believe
most
it's not
better.
Oh, my goodness.
But, no, I can't sleep on Miami either. I think that's going to be a very competitive series. I wouldn't be surprised if that series goes 7 between Miami and Toronto. Ooh.
Yeah, Toronto. Oh, my goodness. Did you see how the Toronto, they're like, oh, my God, they thought they had won the NBA championship that they got out of the first round. They'd be out in the first round.
It's been so long.
That was when Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady were on the same team. That was 15-something years
Drake
ago.
Drake was almost in tears.
And all you people in the coach for Toronto, all you people that slept on us didn't think we were going to do it. Where are y'all now?
Hey, it's been a good weekend in Toronto.
That's all they got. We have to remember that the NBA team goes further than any other NHL Canadian team. Guess what? There are no Canadian teams in the playoffs.
You're right. But the Canadian team in Toronto got the number one draft pick.
Yeah, so Canadians are sitting around.
Yeah,
we actually have to watch basketball because there's no Canadian hockey teams playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, we have to
end this because I only booked for 30 minutes.
Oops.
Bad host. Anyway, Steve, I'll see you Friday on the Last Call Cafe. And Murph, you know where I'm at.
Around the corner.
Bottoms up.
Alrighty.
I'm Tom O'Neill. Thank